Hey, friend, and welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. And you might be wondering, what in the world is she saying? Hello, it's Friday. It's Fun Friday. I always get a little spunky on Fridays. If you don't know, you should listen to more episodes. Okay. Speaking of being controversial and sassy, I just posted something on social media that I have a feeling is going to get me quite a few arguers. And I'm a little bit okay with it. Let me tell you what. I basically said on there that passive income is not the ultimate wealth builder. Now that alone, if nobody reads past that sentence, surely they're going to blow it up in the comments, okay? Because I know every real estate investor reading that is like, excuse me. Now this episode is about what's the difference between passive income and reoccurring revenue. Now let's get real for just a moment. I've been doing this for a long time. I have been podcasting, interviewing experts, experimenting with my own stuff. And I'm telling you straightforward, real estate is the ultimate wealth builder. Everybody knows it, but not everybody wants to take the risk. And this is not a podcast about real estate investing. So, okay, that's the whole point. That aside, I wouldn't classify real estate as passive income anyway. And a lot of people will debate me on this. And here's my point. Passive income is becoming this buzzword, okay? And essentially, when you talk to people about passive income, I've been guilty of it too. Guys, listen to the podcast. I'll say passive income. And it's been bothering me all this time. Every time I say it, I just feel like slimy. I don't know why, but I think it's because it's getting a bad rap because there's really nothing that's truly, truly passive. Passive would basically be like once you set it up once and you just never look at it again, right? There's no work involved. It's misleading. That's the problem. That's what I don't love about the word passive income. And then I started thinking about and really analyzing this from the digital business perspective, which is what we are here for. And today I am going to show you the ultimate wealth builder when it comes to online business digital asset building. And it is the crown jewel is monthly recurring revenue. Okay, so we're going to dig into what that is, how does it differ from passive income, and some specific examples that you can implement in your business. So let's do this. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. All right, now, before we get into the list, I want to explain the difference of the monthly recurring revenue and passive income. Now, if you've been listening to this show for a while or you went back and binged in the beginning, we had a lot of real estate people on the podcast because in the beginning I was still figuring out what am I doing. And real estate is definitely primo, but super risky. And when people talk about passive income, that's kind of where it all started, was with real estate. I'm going back, you know, a few decades, obviously. Anyway, the point is, since then, passive income has kind of been stretched into lots of different things. You know, e-commerce gets fluffed into passive income. Online courses gets fluffed into passive income. There's a lot of different printables is a big one. I hear passive income with digital printables. Now, don't get me wrong. These are all ways to make money online. True. But there is one fundamental quote flaw. I'm just using that word because it sort of makes sense to prove my point. There's one fundamental flaw with all of these types of things. And that is this. They are a one and done product. If you sell a course for $500, yay, but then you got to go find a new customer to go buy the next one. And that takes work, money, or time. Now, the people who are making money at this, they have a rock star sales system that is just driving the traffic and it's selling on autopilot. Okay. So it's not to say that's a bad idea. That's not what I'm saying. But to build ultimate wealth, there's better ways. And if you are in the beginning or you're a service provider and you're just kind of like, oh, I really need something that I can build that's going to pay me over and over and over again. And I could just stop this hustle. And the hustle comes when you've got a course, you got to hustle. You got to find your clients, right? When you've got an e-commerce store, you've got to figure out the traffic engine. that takes hustle and time and energy and sometimes expensive coaching or ads. There are ways to build reoccurring income that compounds. And that's why I say it's the ultimate wealth builder, because of that compounding factor. So let's talk about it. I'm going to break this down. I was working on a new lead magnet that's going to launch, I'm going to say Monday, but it might be Tuesday. So don't hold me to it. However, if you do decide you want a copy of this, if you head over to the Facebook community, the Freedom Online Business Builders community on Facebook, and the link is in the description, I will send you a DM and get you this download. In fact, as soon as it's ready, I'm going to launch it in there. And then guys, starting in January, I will be going live in that community and I'm going to be teaching on these things. Okay. So let's dig into one-time revenue streams, digital one-time revenue streams, and monthly recurring revenue streams. Just some examples. I feel like most of you guys are going to know what the one-time revenue streams were. By the way, this list is on the document that I'm talking about, along with essentially how to find your topic, how to build your business. It's like gives you the whole business blueprint. But I decided this episode was so important because, obviously it's relevant. All right. So first of all, you're familiar with these things. Courses, we just talked about coaching, physical products, services and agencies. So if you're a freelancer or you build websites or you're a social media manager, those are all typically one-time revenue things. If you're a social media manager, you might be getting monthly recurring revenue, but you're tapped out. You need something that doesn't require you to trade your time for the money, right? Printables, I just mentioned as well. And affiliate marketing is another one. Books, Amazon KDP and books is another one. Affiliate marketing is going to be on both lists, and there's a reason for that. On this side of the paper, I'm talking about one and done affiliates. So say you're an affiliate for someone else's course. When I first got into podcasting, I was told that being an affiliate was one of the best ways I could monetize my podcast and sell everybody else's courses. And it actually doesn't work out that way. Most people listen to the podcast and then instead of clicking into the description, they just go to Google and search it up. And guess what that means? That means I don't get the reference for the click. So it's really not as lucrative, and it's even harder when you spend a bunch of time and money to drive traffic to something that's got an affiliate link, okay? Now, the way that would work is if two things, one I'm going to get to on the other side, but the only other way is if you have something that's already a main traffic driver and you just add it as an extra leg of your income. So again, I just want to say this clearly. There's no wrong way to make money online, okay? I'm not trying to belittle any of these ideas. These are great. And the fact is, what was really most surprising to me when I built this is how short the one-time revenue list is. And yet, it's where most of us are stuck. We're stuck in that flywheel of trading time for money. You know, do a service, hustle to get another client, serve them, and so on. And then around and around and around it goes. Or if you're doing e-commerce, bust your butt to get the traffic, build the social media following, whatever it is, and then sell some stuff. And then now you got to start over and go get new customers. I mean, that cycle is so real, okay? And it's so crazy because that's where so many of us are focusing our time and energy. Now, on the monthly reoccurring side, here's examples. Oh, and by the way, at the very end, stick around to the very end because I am going to break these down by the most lucrative. All right. So if you're like in that phase where you're figuring out what you're going to do, tune in, stay tuned, because you're going to want to hear where you should put your time and energy. So monthly recurring revenue examples, memberships and subscriptions. By the way, subscriptions kind of takes up a whole bunch of this. I realized after I wrote it, I thought, oh, wow, there's a lot here that's subscription. And isn't it funny how our whole society right now, it's like everything's a subscription. And sometimes that feels super suffocating, but at the same time, you can also capitalize on it. So I guess it goes both ways. So we're going to talk about that. So you could do like a subscription coaching plan, where rather than doing a coaching program, they pay up front and you coach them for 9 months or whatever, you have them subscribe. Maybe it's accountability coaching plan. Maybe it's a group membership coaching plan. Either way, it's built on a monthly subscription. Also, you could do your services on a retainer. I don't love this because you still have to serve them with time for money, but it is a way to build up some comfort in your financial house. SaaS, software as a service. A lot of agencies are using this with like go high level white label agencies, digital agencies, digital software, I mean, that they're building. Along that same lines, there's a new thing on the horizon. It's not on the horizon, it's on the plane right now. It's called vibe coding. So there's a website called Replit, R-E-P-L-I-T. You can go there and basically build a software. And when you do that, guess what? You can sell that as a subscription. And yeah, over and over again, it's going to pay you. So yes, it's no different than you still got to work to get the traffic, right? But here's the difference. You work to get the traffic, and instead of that person paying you one time for a course, then you got to go get more people. That one customer could end up being a subscriber for years or months, and it works out better so that you have longevity. Let's see, what else did I have on my list? This is so fun. Oh, custom ChatGPTs. This was something like when ChatGPT launched a year ago, I saw a few people do this. You could set up a custom GPT and get people to subscribe. Goodness gracious, can't get my words out. I see David Graham did this. He has david.ai, and it's a ChatGPT that's programmed with his methodology, his voice, his style, his coaching topic. So any of his customers that want 24/7 access to him can go there. And I looked at it. It's $20 a month for unlimited discussion, or you could just pay what you want for limited options. Also, subscription forums. You're seeing things like Substack, Patreon. I also included YouTube here because YouTube's really going down that road. It's like a video subscription platform in a way, but they're really building community there. So I almost think you'll see in the next little bit, it's going to turn into more like a forum. Not only that, but the younger generations are already using it more like a forum than more of us I'm in the 40s, age 40. So most of us just use it as an entertainment tool. Okay, so reoccurring affiliates. I mentioned affiliates earlier, but there's affiliates that are called monthly reoccurring affiliates. This actually hit me early on. I was thinking the other day about it. I'm like, you know, I make a pretty decent chunk of money. Almost all my business bills are covered by monthly reoccurring affiliate money that I accidentally got. I didn't really try. It just happened as I've been doing these things over the years. And when it dawned on me that, I was like, you know, that's actually kind of nice. And I would like to keep that going. So that's sort of what got my brain on this whole thing about monthly reoccurring income. I thought, that is really more passive because I don't have to go out and hustle more people. So how it works is this. And a lot of times you see these with subscription softwares. Software companies will set you up as an affiliate and you can get reoccurring commissions. And I'm not trying to go too deep on this, but I do want to say some of them are really bomb. I'm definitely aging myself right now, but they are because you could be an affiliate without being a subscriber. Now, some of them are really bad. Like you have Kajabi as an example. I used to be an affiliate for Kajabi, but when I switched CRMs, I can't be an affiliate. So wham. And guess what? I don't recommend Kajabi anymore. Not for just that reason, but other reasons as well. But that's something to think about because there are software services out there that let you be a monthly reoccurring affiliate earner. And that's super nice. It's super nice. Printables, we talked about again on the one and done, but when I wrote this on this site, I was thinking about those of you who are past teachers who maybe are really good at coming up with curriculum or classroom activities. Instead of charging one time for somebody to download one thing, you could charge a subscription where they could get unlimited downloads per month. Or instead of 5, they get 50. I don't know. Whatever. You get my point. You can create a subscription for printables. And lastly is blogs. That's such a long list, huh? But blogs are a phenomenal monthly reoccurring revenue asset. And you can even buy blogs that are already producing income. Okay, we're going to bring this home. I told you I asked chat to analyze these. So I would give you the number one most lucrative, highest suggested idea out of all those ideas. I'm going to do another episode that breaks them all down, but for today, I'm just going to give you the number one thing, and that is this. It says memberships. Revenue potential is 4 out of 5. Typically, they range from $1,000 a month to $50,000 a month, but most fall into the $3,000 to $15,000 range. I think that's including all of your subscribers, not just one person. The model, it's monthly access to content, community resources, or a combination of all three. And here's why it's lucrative. It has a low barrier to entry. Anyone can start. Compounding growth, keep old members, add new ones. Multiple revenue tiers are possible and can start solo and scale with a team. Does give us a little reality check. Content treadmill, you gotta always be coming up with fresh stuff. This is also really great for you if you're already coaching. You know, you can really cut back how much time you say the same thing over and over again because you could put it into the community and then everybody can go there to see it. Community management is something to consider if you don't have a lot of time in the beginning, and you might need to outsource that at some point. And the average retention is 6 to 12 months, which isn't bad actually. And it says the churn rate is 5 to 10%. Monthly is common, but that means you have a net of 90 to 95%. So that's pretty good, I think. So this membership is saying is the most lucrative. So I think if you're at a point where you're just getting started, I would put that at the top of your list right now. Okay, that's it for today's episode. It's Friday. Go enjoy yourself. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday.